Good morning and welcome to the Coffee and Cap Rates Podcast, your go-to source for New York City's latest commercial real estate insights. This program is brought to you by Ariel Property Advisors.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shimon Skouri with Ariel Property Advisors, and we're here with the podcast of Coffee and Cap Rates, and I'm very, very excited to be here today with Tink Patkas from Duval & Stackenfeld. She's a great friend and a great attorney that helps us understand and navigate the local law 97 and CPACE world. Hey, Ting, how are you doing?
Hi, Shimon. Good. How are you?
Doing well. And I wanted to also introduce a colleague and a partner of ours, Matt Swerdlow, who's our senior director in capital services here, does a lot of mortgages and equity raising here for Ariel. And Ting and Matt worked a lot together in the past, and we're going to talk about the same subject, which is Local Law 97 and CPACE. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Hey, good to be back.
Awesome. So we'll start with a very quick question, Ting, just to start us off about CPACE and Local Law 97. What's the relationship, and what are these two things that people should be aware of on a very high level for those of you who don't know?
All right, so Local 97 and CPACE were two separate laws that were passed together under the Climate Mobilization Act by New York City City Council a couple years ago. And they were strategically passed together for a reason I'll get into really shortly. Local Law 97 places a cap on greenhouse gas emissions for New York City buildings that are 25,000 gross square feet or larger. So if you're a building that is 25,000 square feet or larger, you're subject to a limit on how much greenhouse gas or carbon you can emit starting January 1 of 2024. Now, owners of large buildings will naturally ask, well, I'm subject to this, I've exceeded my limit, so I'm going to have to retrofit my building and replace various systems to make them more energy efficient. How am I going to pay for all that? Well, that's why City Council also passed the CPACE law. So CPACE, which stands for Commercial Property Assessed Clean Energy, is a funding vehicle. It is 100% financing on energy-efficient improvements, and it has to be passed by statute. Currently available in about 40 states, so a state has to pass the law first, and then the local jurisdiction has to pass a local law. So New York City passed their local law a couple of years ago. So the CPACE financing is designed to pay for the retrofit to help buildings comply with Local Law 97 in 2024.
Love it. And so you know what I love about it is what I'm going to ask Matt. That I heard 100% financing. That's music to most of our owners' ears. But Matt will tell us a little bit more about how can it be practically applied to different buildings. So the 100% financing, I assume, is not for the full capital stack. It's just for certain things, right, Matt?
Yeah, very important point to clarify. The 100% financing is a factor of only CPACE eligible hard and soft costs. So window replacement, roof efficiencies, HVAC systems, and all the applicable soft costs that go around with that are 100% eligible to qualify for CPACE financing. In relation to the capital stack, the capital stack, CPACE is allowed to go up to 85 and in some rare instances up to 90% loan to value of the stabilized value of the asset. This is also supplemental to a senior loan. So what the result is, and we'll get into pricing in a minute, but the result is an extremely, extremely cost-efficient weighted average cost of capital for essentially a financing package that can go all the way up to 85% loan to value. Pricing right now, it's really important to note that this is a fixed rate, 25, sometimes 30 year loan. It is non-recourse and it is freely prepayable. And pricing right now kind of shakes out somewhere in the sixes for 90% loan to value fixed for 25 years. I think that's a great option.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, especially in lieu of the new interest rate environment. And Ting, when clients think about doing CPACE or the clients that are coming your way, who are they and where do you think there's most value for them to use CPACE moving forward?
So right now, a lot of developers are coming to me asking CPACE questions. But unfortunately, in New York City, new construction CPACE is not yet available. So developers of ground up projects in New York City would not be eligible for CPACE. That's not to say that outside of New York City, they wouldn't be eligible, because like I mentioned earlier, CPACE really depends on each jurisdiction's statute and what the statute allows. In addition to developers who are always looking at different forms of capital, the other clients that are coming to me are large building owners, and those are multifamily, they are office owners, and hotels, because these are all buildings that will be subject to Local Law 97 in a little bit over a year, and they're trying to figure out how can they comply with Local Law 97, otherwise they'll be subject to very large fines if they don't comply.
So the Local Law 97-driven owners and operators, also developers outside of the city-state. And Matt, when we see clients, we've started talking to clients extensively about this opportunity. What are the two or three things you can mention so a client that didn't think about CPACE now should think about CPACE as a vehicle of financing, Matt?
Clients that are own a predominantly commercial portfolio or building that is aware, maybe an older building, 100 plus years, these emission caps are going to be quickly approaching. Ting, you can tell us what the years are because I believe they changed. But owners are going to have to start game planning as to how they're going to retrofit their buildings and all the mechanicals within their buildings to comply with Local Law 97. Now that CPACE is active in New York City, there are certain things that need to happen first. We need to get energy audits. We need to talk to engineers. We need to talk to contractors to itemize a budget and essentially understand what those CPACE eligible items are. I don't think any building, if I'm not mistaken, in New York City is actually exempt from Local Law 97, including co-ops, except for what we call a capital A affordable housing, really, really regulated, not rent stabilized, but very regulated multifamily, which essentially includes the entire building stock above 20,000 square feet within New York City. So this is something that there's going to be a lot of planning that has to go into this. And the quicker you start having conversations with the appropriate parties, the easier it will be to comply with these laws. And most importantly, avoid these sometimes arduous five-figure, six-figure fines that are going to be imposed on the building in perpetuity unless you get in compliance.
Several building owners tell me that, oh, I'm already in compliance for 2024. I'm good, because the limits are that are established that begin 2024 are the same limits all the way through 2029. So if you're good in 2024, you're going to be good for 5 years. But then starting in 2030, the limits become narrower. So the ceiling lowers. And then 5 years after that, it further lowers and it continues lowering until 2050. So building owners do need to step back and take a long view on this, because even if they believe that they will comply with Local 97 in the upcoming years, it is very likely that 5, 10, 15 years from now, they will not comply at today's emission level.
CPACE is not new, but has been approved recently by New York City. The looming Local Law 97 is something that we all should pay attention to. And the most recent hikes in interest rates are making CPACE a lot more attractive to different owners. Ting and Matt, thank you so much for participating in this. This was really insightful, and I hope that people that are interested in learning more can contact you directly. Thank you both.
You're very welcome, Shimon.
Thanks, Shimon.